Following a really nice spring weekend, we are seeing and feeling some weather changes across the area this afternoon. The good news is that I am not expecting any big storms in the coming days. That doesn't mean that it's going to be totally rain-free. We've already had some showers today, and there's still a couple of showers at times in the coming days. I'm not expecting anything too serious. One thing that is important to note is the chilly weather that's ahead of us this week, and it's going to have more of an April feel than a May feel, which means jacket weather during the day. But what I'm really concerned about are the overnight low temperatures, as we're probably going to be in the 30s in most areas for much of this week. And that means if you have started the garden, you are going to have to protect those plants, because we are looking at frost and freeze potential in the coming days, and the weekend is looking quite cold, so the freeze potential could be region-wide over the weekend. So the bottom line is that if you have planted things already that are sensitive to the cold, you're going to have to protect them, and if you are thinking about getting the garden started in the coming days, hold off at least until early next week. We've seen plenty of clouds around this afternoon, along with a few showers at times. As we head into tonight, the showers will move out, the clouds will begin to clear out, and it's going to be chilly as temperatures slip back into the upper 20s and low to mid 30s across much of the area. The breeze will keep up as well, so it's going to definitely feel quite cold tonight. And tomorrow is going to be a pretty looking day. We'll see sunshine. Some clouds will mix in, especially across the north. It'll be breezy and chilly with highs largely in the 50s, though some of the higher elevations may hold in the 40s. On Wednesday, we'll start off with sunshine. Clouds will increase. There's the chance for a few showers late Wednesday into Wednesday night, and a few showers are possible on Thursday. But at this point, it looks like most of the rain will stay to our south and southeast. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of some scattered rain or snow showers, breezy and cold, a low of 28 to 36. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cool, with highs in the low to mid 50s, some 40s in the mountains. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, gradual clearing, breezy and cold, a low of 28 to 34. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy and cool, with highs in the low to mid 50s, some 40s in the mountains. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, gradual clearing, breezy and cold, lows in the 30s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy and cool, with highs in the middle to upper 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, gradual clearing, breezy and cold, a low of 30 to 35, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy and cool, with highs in the low to mid 50s. Region-wide on Wednesday, increasing clouds with a chance of showers late, highs in the 50s, and on Thursday, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.